Epilogue. Undoing. We keep fighting. Ventanus on Kalth, prior to the start of the Underworld War. Mark 219479.25.03. Colchis at the bitter, broken end. The Mark of Kalth still running after all these damned years. It is essentially a futile measurement, merely symbolic, but sometimes symbolism is all you have left. A ritual. The scum of Colchis should understand that much at least. The world burns, devastated. A world for a world. There is little retribution left to be extracted, little punitive satisfaction to be savoured. But the deed must be finished, so the count can be finished. And this is one great step towards completing the process. Ventanus, veteran captain, battered by fortune and service, stands on the outcrop of rock looking out over the benighted landscape. The firestorms reflect off his polished plate and his grim visor, bright orange patterns dancing on the cobalt blue and gold. So much has passed since this began. The galaxy has changed and changed again. The revolutions that stunned his mind on Kalth seem insignificant beside what he has witnessed since. The end, the fall, the start, the loss. He has not known fear, but he has known pain, the breaking of the order of things. He has seen his species discover that the greatest enemy of all is itself. The years spent waging the Underworld War seem so distant. They are fading, almost unremembered, like the empire that followed them, and the heresy that ended it all. His officers are waiting, sergeants in red helms, junior captains with their crests and swords. Ventanus can still remember a time when a red helm meant... Times change. Things change. Ways change. They are waiting for him. Impatient to get on, wondering what the old bastard is thinking about, wondering what's taking him so long. In low orbit above, the barge Octavius waits, cyclonic torpedoes primed. Ventanus turns. He thinks of brothers lost and looks at the brothers with him. He holds out his mailed hand. The colour sergeant passes him the standard. It is old and battered, dented, with a slight twist or two in the haft. Surely, the sergeant thinks, the damned thing could have been cleaned and mended. Ventanus takes it, honouring every mark upon it. He plants it upright in the burning rock of Colchis. The flickering firelight catches at the golden crest of the standard. "We march for Macragge," the sergeant declares. "No, not today," Ventanus replies. "Today, we march for Kalth." Mark, unspecified. While word-bearers still live, in the madness of the maelstrom or in the depths of the warp, the Mark of Kalth will continue to run. It is running now. No, No Fear was written by Dan Abnett and read by Gareth Armstrong. It was produced by Heavy Entertainment for Black Library. This recording is copyrighted by Games Workshop Limited, 2012. All rights reserved.